This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. Facebook said it would suspend former President Donald Trump's accounts for 2 years following its findings that he stoked violence ahead of the deadly January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Facebook says it'll keep the ex-president's account suspended after finding his post stoked violence before January's Capitol riot. The social media giant's quasi-independent oversight board last month upheld a suspension, but had given Facebook 6 months to decide what to do longer term. Facebook says it also plans to end a contentious policy that automatically exempted politicians from rules banning hate speech and abuse. While others can still read and comment on Trump's page, he cannot post new material. Twitter, on the other hand, has permanently banned him. Sagar Magani, Washington.
May's jobs report shows employers are still struggling to find enough workers as the economy quickly reopens. President Joe Biden says the latest jobs report is a sign the economy is going well.
This is progress, historic progress. Progress that's pulling our economy out of the worst crisis it's been in 100 years. And it's testament to the new strategy that is growing this economy, not only growing it, but growing from the bottom up and the middle out.
His comments came Friday after the latest report showed U.S. employers added 559,000 jobs in May. It's an improvement over April's sluggish gain, but it fell short of economists' forecasts. The report also showed that companies are still struggling to find enough workers as the economy rapidly recovers from the pandemic recession. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Hong Kong's Victoria Park was mostly empty on the anniversary of the Tiananmen Square crackdown Friday, except for the police, who stood warning people not to participate in unauthorized assemblies. Earlier, police arrested an organizer of annual vigils. Reuters' Libby Hogan has more.
36-year-old Chow Hang Tung usually helps organize Hong Kong's June 4 vigil, the world's largest vigil to mark those who died during the bloody crackdown. Police have banned the vigil for a second year in a row, citing the coronavirus. Chow told Reuters this week before her arrest that June 4th was a test for Hong Kong of whether, quote, we can defend our bottom line of morality. Activists have called it a suppression of one of the city's most powerful symbols of democratic hope. On the streets, thousands of police were out on patrol to prevent people from gathering.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. Dozens of pieces of Egyptian heavy equipment crossed into Gaza to take part in rubble removal in preparation for the rebuilding of thousands of houses and businesses destroyed or damaged in Israeli airstrikes. Excavators, bulldozers, and trucks entered Gaza through the Rafah crossing with Egypt Friday afternoon. Egypt's state-run MENA news agency said the move was part of an Egyptian commitment to improve the living conditions in Gaza, envisioned by President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Egypt brokered the Israel-Hamas ceasefire deal, which ended a punishing 11-day conflict, which left part of the seaside enclave in ruins. European Union ambassadors on Friday adopted a plan to ban Belarus airlines from flying over EU territory or landing in EU airports. Megan Revelle of Reuters reports.
The European Union is banning Belarus Airlines from flying over EU territory or landing in any of its airports. That's according to three diplomats on Friday, and comes as part of broader economic sanctions, all in retaliation for the Irish airline incident last month, when Belarus authorities forced the landing of a Ryanair flight carrying an opposition journalist. And the government's crackdown on protests following a contested election last year. The EU also strongly recommended that EU airlines avoid flying over Belarus, but it did not go as far as a legally binding ban. Around 400 civilian planes usually fly over Belarus every day.
That's Reuters' Megan Revelle. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.